mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. We're now into hour two. The Associated Press is reporting that many legal scholars and experts across the political spectrum have looked at the Bush Justice Department and Defense Department memos where they condoned what they call abuse, that's doublespeak for torture, and that the president starts saying he's above the law, but that is an impeachable offense. We'll get into that article. Just a ton of news on the situation with Iraqis getting gas for 5 cents a gallon, but we don't, and much more. But right now, as promised, let's go ahead and get to your calls. Let's talk to Paul in Delaware. You're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing? Yeah, I just wanted to give a plug to your videos also because they're easy for people to grasp, unlike a lot of bizarre videos I've come across in my 8 years. I've seen about 700 of them, and I've seen everything from chupacabras to shapeshifters to UFOs, and I've yet to see any credible evidence, so thank you for not going off in that direction.
Well, thank you, sir. No, I mean, we're neurotic about documenting everything up one side and down the other, and the videos we cover are about the real world.
Yeah. You're talking about Skull and Bones. One thing I'd like you to speak on is I was reading Anthony Sutton's book, and they were talking about how they were had some kind of obsession with baseball, and then you look at George Bush, and he's, you know, owning baseball teams and whatnot. So I wanted you to comment on that.
And well, there is an elite obsession. It sounds crazy, but it's really just, you know, one of the things the club's into, and you know, the diamonds and the rest of it, and the way the game is played, and you know, they supposedly, you know, were playing it back in the 1840s. They supposedly were part of developing and setting up the game, so it's just kind of like one of the little side issues they're involved in. And the game itself, this sounds nuts, but it's true, you know, the diamonds and the way it's played and the way it's done is kind of like a ritualistic thing. It's very similar to the games they played, that the Aztecs played at Chichen Itza in the ball-playing court. And so a lot of these games, you know, go back to sports thousands of years ago were actually rituals. That sounds weird, but that's the facts.
And there is an Illuminati connection to the Skull and Bones. I mean, it is, it's, I think, if I recall.
Well, even MSNBC admits that German money, or a German priest with British East India money, the Russell Trust, set it up with opium money back when opium was legal, heroin, or what heroin comes from. And so, you know, the same folks that dealt the drugs then, the same families deal the drugs today.
Yeah, the who was it? The Roosevelts, I think it was.
Roosevelts, the Bushes, others go way back to that trade.
And then one of the Russells, they were one of the founders of the Jehovah Witnesses, if I'm not mistaken.
A lot of bizarre connections, sir. Anything else?
Yeah. I've been listening to you for a while about 9/11, and I haven't heard anything. I haven't ever heard you speak about the day of 9/11. I'm in Delaware, so I'm watching the Philadelphia news, and they found a locker full of Semtex. And
I remember that, and then it just kind of blipped off the radar screen.
Yeah, and of course I did some follow up, and they first tried to say that was a mistake; it never happened. Well, I then asked the logical question: well, how'd you say that in the first place? And then they said that it came. It was some Semtex from the Vietnam era, and that's all they would tell me. But still haven't heard any more about it.
Sir, so many suspicious things happening. So many, you know, guys jumping up and down the roof celebrating as the first plane hits, and then they follow them back to their office building, and it's a known Mossad agent running it, and then they pull out, and there's nothing but paper left on the floor. I'm not saying Israel did it, but they certainly had prior knowledge. I mean, it just goes on and on. Thanks for the call. We'll come back, talk to Mike, Andrea, Cliff, and many others that are patiently holding and cover all that news that I was mentioning. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berge Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berge Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, there is a move in the Senate to impeach George Bush, but they'll save us with the other Skull and Bones member, of course. Let me cover this article, then we'll go straight to the loaded phone lines here. Legal scholars say condoning abuse could be impeachable offense. This out of the Associated Press. More than 400 legal scholars from across the country urged Congress Wednesday, that's yesterday, to consider impeaching President Bush and any high-level administration officials who approved the Iraq prisoner abuse. Well, if we're going to try to impeach Bill Clinton over lying about sex, which I think is a fine thing to do. I mean, the reason they couldn't go after Bill Clinton on all the other issues of drug dealing and murders and Chinese sellouts is because the Republicans were all involved, too, so they picked a little side issue. In a letter released by two Harvard law professors, scholars asked Congress to identify everyone who should be held accountable for the torture at Abu Ghraib prison and determine what sanctions are appropriate. The sanctions, they said, could include impeachment and removal from office of any civil officer of the United States responsible. And it says the Democratic senators are trying to round up enough support for the vote today to subpoena the Justice Department for memos that could have laid the legal groundwork for justifying the prisoner abuse. Again, it's torture. Attorney General John Ashcroft has declined to make public the Justice Department memos written in 2002. And there's other Defense Department memos from 2003 saying Bush is above federal law. In the letter, scholars said the prosecution of low-level military personnel for the abuse is not enough. Harvard Law professor Christine Deason said Congress would have to determine if the abuse rose to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, which would be punishable by impeachment. So that's pretty serious that move is taking place. The prisoner abuse, again, the prisoner torture made public in photos and video is being investigated, that is whitewashed, by military and Justice Department officials. Rumsfeld is investigating himself, Ashcroft is investigating himself, and Congress is looking into administration memos that could have laid the legal groundwork for justifying the abuse. Bush has said he directed U.S. officials to confirm to the law and international treaties. Sure. Isn't that interesting? The letter was signed by the host of legal notables, including former O.J. Simpson defender Alan Dershowitz and Reverend Robert F. Dryden, a former Massachusetts Congress member who teaches at Georgetown University Law School. Talk about a shill. They're not going to do anything, folks. Alan Dershowitz has been in at least 50 news articles and on TV that I've seen calling for brutal torture. He's been here at UT calling for it, giving speeches. I mean, this is... Again, it's the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, it's a staged event. Of course, there's no honor among these people, so they're probably just threatening each other with it. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls, and I mean quickly. Mike in Florida, go ahead.
Yeah, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
I just wanted to talk about a few things real quick. One was the Skull and Bones ritual. It seemed that they left out kind of like an important weird part about the entire, that they might not do it anymore, but the entire, like, sexual touching thing, like as they recount their experiences to their...
We have a lot of children listening, and it's admitted what they do. They do things with skulls, they do things together. It's Christian and conservative.
Exactly, and that's why I didn't want to go into any detail because they're all children listening.
And by the way, that's all admitted.
Yeah, and then the next thing I wanted to talk about, yesterday a friend of mine, he's kind of a neocon getting kind of waking up. He's on the verge of waking up. He's putting, you know, the dots together, fortunately. Very Christian, so he's concerned about this entire move towards microchips and all this kind of stuff. And he was listening to a Sean Hannity show yesterday.
Who says that every child needs a chip. I have him on video.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but a caller called up. You know, there's this new kidnapping in Saudi Arabia of this prisoner.
Yes, and let me guess, if he had a chip, he'd be safe.
Exactly, and a caller called in and suggested this, and you know, I was telling my friend, I'm like, let me guess, Sean Hannity thought it was, you know, the best thing in the world.
By the way, I've heard it like three times, it's the same voice, the same guy. Ooh, let's go to a call now. Hi! You know, it's obviously an exec at Applied Digital. They've been caught with the families out getting the chips, it turns out, work for the company. I mean, they're masters of staging things. The first hospitals to take the injectors and the wands that read them, you know, or have presidents that are on the board of Applied Digital, but... Hi, Sean. I think you should have a chip. Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, how spontaneous. It's a good idea. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that was pretty much it. And also, I was just wondering if you could give any advice to maybe crack through this, you know, cult of Bush, cult of Kerry, that, you know, people are just so kind of blinded by their ideological affiliation.
Well, Kerry says he's for the war. He says he's for staying. Kerry's for open borders. Kerry's for gun control. Kerry's for signing on to UNESCO. Kerry's for increasing the funding of the IMF and World Bank, and Bush is for every one of those. The rhetoric is different. The actions are the same.
So it's just a matter of pointing out the same actions.
Yeah, just look. They'll have somebody who we know is bad, like Hillary Clinton, come out and attack Bush. And then, if Hillary attacked Bush on depleted uranium, depleted uranium must be good because we know Hillary's bad. Again, yeah. They know that we're going to cheer for one of the pro wrestlers. We've got to explain that it's pro wrestling and pro wrestling isn't real.
Yeah.
We have to have that childlike argument with these childlike minds and go, no, you can't hit somebody over the head with a metal chair 55 times and they not, you know, be in a coma. No, wrestling's real. I mean, I've had full-grown adults call in and argue. No, it's real. It's real. You know, and the wrestlers are out saying it's fake. So it's the same thing. I mean, you got millions of people who think wrestling's real. You got hundreds of millions of people who think politics is real.
Yeah.
I mean, 70% of the public doesn't vote on average. I mean, have to in the presidential elections, but it's much lower in other elections because people instinctively know it isn't real.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, that was pretty much it.
All right, good to hear from you. Really good questions, Mike. Andrea in Ohio, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Good talking to you again. Kind of a comment to piggyback on to yesterday and your comments earlier today about the implants, the brain implants.
Yeah, it's going to help the children. It's going to help them not be depressed. Aren't you for it?
No, I'm not. And I'll tell you why. Because what they do is they, in these countries like Russia and in Northern Ireland, just with the drugs now, with the psychotropic drugs like Prolixin, Northern Ireland, they use that a lot on political prisoners. And
well, the Supreme Court ruled they can grab you, put you in solitary confinement for 7 years, and drug you with antipsychotics, even worse than the Prozac-type uptake inhibitors.
Yeah,
and this is, well, I mean, the Soviets did it. The Soviets tortured. The Soviets forced drug. Isn't this freedom?
No, and the thing of it is, the Soviets, what they would do is they would put somebody on these drugs, and they would say, well, you know, these weird diagnoses. If you've ever read Vladimir Bukovsky's book, To Build a Castle.
Yeah, I have. And everybody's mentally ill.
Yeah.
The state doesn't violate your rights. You get a tribunal, but see, the men in black masks grab you, put you in the van you've never seen again, and 10 years later you're released a vegetable and, you know, get a job for the Supreme Soviets, you know, picking up trash on the street, and you sit there drooling. But that's freedom.
But that's thing of it is, and this is the truly sobering thing. Kate Millett, I'm a reader, and like you, I like to read crime books as well. But in Kate Millett's book, The Politics of Cruelty, she makes a rather telling comment that if you are a political dissident, you at least have the fellowship and the feeling of camaraderie of other political dissidents. But these totalitarian regimes have learned, see, that if they can label an individual as mad, then that person is isolated.
Well, that's what happened in 1984, which again, Eric Blair, George Orwell is his pen name.
Yes.
Had worked for the Soviets, had worked for the, you know, for the Empire, had worked for the BBC, had worked for all sides,
absolutely,
found that it was all the same, and they drug Winston, they torture Winston.
Sure they do.
I mean, this is what they do, but it's loving, because Winston was undermining the state and aiding Al-Qaeda, I mean Goldstein. Hey, thanks for the call, great points. Cliff in Virginia. Cliff, go ahead. Hello, Cliff.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Thank you for taking my call today.
You bet. Maybe we should arrest you and put you in a prison.
Hey, as long as you don't put no chip in me. But I just have...
Well, the brain chip's going to make you feel better and be one of us, okay?
Not me, buddy. God's got a bigger plan for me.
Well, that's Al-Qaeda-ish, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I got three quick points I'd like to get your comments on, if I could.
Sure.
And the first one was, I was watching MSNBC earlier here today, well, about 20 minutes ago, and they were talking about the 911 commission wrapping things up and how that had those fighter jets intercepted those planes, they could have prevented 911. But
nobody could get a hold of the Cheney, who was in the bunker running it all. That's admitted. They won't release the details. Or Bush, who was told in the limousine, in the green room, before he read the little story to the school children. And they said there were a few accidents. That's right. The planes messed up, and it's the military's fault.
Yeah, they said that's why they kept them grounded, because they couldn't get them up in time.
That's right. It was, you know, if your Cessna goes off course for 5 minutes, they'll launch F-16s in every case. But for the first time ever with four separate planes, it just magically stood down because the CIA was running a drill of flying hijacked jets into buildings, and they thought it was just a drill.
Yeah.
This is all an accident, sir. They just so happened to be running a drill that morning of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center Pentagon. It was all a complete coincidence. I mean, come on.
Sure it was.
If you don't think it was a coincidence, you're mentally ill and need to be arrested.
Yeah, I know what you mean there.
No, my friend of 10 years told me this again in the hallway Tuesday night at the TV station. I should be put in prison.
Oh, I get that all the time from people I try to tell.
Oh, it's because all the neocons say it. This is the time to arrest people for what they say. It's part of the freedom.
Yeah, I'm a Fruit Loop, a fruitcake, and a menace, and it's just pathetic.
Anything else on your mind?
The second point I'd like to get your comment on here is about this group we have in Iraq who's being charged with murder. I'd like to know where and when somebody's going to charge W and Cheney and Powell and Rumsfeld and all of them for sending our troops over there after it's become plain.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there and we'll talk about it. very Al-Qaeda-ish.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Today began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages you had
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD plus 2 copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your 1-year subscription. A 1-year subscription is only $59. Call toll free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
I'm taking Collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor. I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with Collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with Collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, let's go straight back to the calls. Finish up what you were saying, Cliff, in Virginia.
Yeah, I was talking about the troop in Iraq who was being charged with murder.
Yes.
I can't understand why after there was no evidence of WMDs, no ties with Saddam to 911, Osama, or Al-Qaeda, why Bush and others aren't being brought up any type of murder charges, because how many people have they killed by putting troops in Iraq and Afghanistan?
It's conservatively 50,000 civilians, innocents killed in Iraq. That's the admitted numbers. And I think it was like 12,000 a few months ago in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And that's not counting military they've killed.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And, but yet nothing, you know, it's like W and them are walking on water, you know, while our troops are paying the price with their own lives over
and,
there.
And breathing depleted uranium. Thanks for the call. No, I hear you, Cliff. It's incredible. Walt in Michigan. Walt, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I tried to get a hold of Fritz Springmeier's wife to see how she was doing.
Yeah, I mean to get Fritz Springmeier's wife on the show.
Well, I called her number, at home, and her number's been disconnected and no longer in service.
Could you, well, I don't know what you're... You know, it's like you know, one of our other people moved, and then everybody was calling and going, where are they at, where are they at, and then they had just moved. That was Galen Ross, so I don't want to start rumors. Let me just try to make a phone call and check that out, okay?
What other question?
Well, that really wasn't a question that you just had, I mean, because I don't know the answer, but go ahead.
I have another question. What's the name of the detention facility or prison that Fritz Springmeier's at? I've got the address, but not the name of the place.
I don't have that in front of me. I'm sorry.
Does anybody in your office have it that they could give it to me off air?
Well, one of his books was published by a lady named Sandra, who actually works for Tex Mars, so you might contact that office and talk to her, sir.
Tex Mars, do you have his current phone number?
You know, see, we don't screen calls. We just take calls. I didn't know when I came in today that somebody would ask me for Texas number or for Fritz Springmeier. So, no, I don't. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Walt. Anna in Texas. Anna, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
I know that you hate to be praised, but you've got to give me 1 minute on that, or 1 second on that. From the time that no one would listen to my harassment that the Social Security was trying to get money out of me, no one, years and years and years ago, would listen to me but you. And I want to thank you for what you've done and your perseverance. Now, let me get to my little things. If Kerry gets elected, they can impeach Bush and then Kerry will pardon him anyway. So it's a county catch 22, isn't it?
Well, that's right, because the Skull and Bones member's got to come out for another Skull and Bones member. That's part of the ritual.
Yeah, so they just pardoned him anyway. It just cost a lot of money. A lot of lawyers getting a lot of money. I want to appreciate tell you how much I appreciate also the attention you've given to Ritalin or ELF. And that's happening in my own family, and my daughter homeschools, and I just flew back from D.C., and boy, my arms are tight. No, I'm sorry. But I saw so many children on sugar screaming and rolling in the aisles that I absolutely could not believe the control you know, that's happened. And
they put the Coke machines in the public schools, and the children get all hyped up on it. And, oh, we've got to put you on a deadly amphetamine. Thanks for the call, Ann. Bill in Idaho. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. Just wanted to give you a point of information. Occasionally watch Charlie Rose on PBS, who loves to have the insiders on.
It's a big insider program.
Oh, he loves to have those guests on, and they can come on and do their spin and tell their funny little jokes and everything. On June 9th, show June 9th, which was last Wednesday's show, he had William Buckley on. The very beginning of the show, he made a reference to, they were, of course, reminiscing about Reagan, and made a reference how he was referring to himself, Buckley and Reagan were at the Bohemian Grove, and told a little anecdote about George Bush arriving, you know, and they go on to proceed to talk about things, but there's never any references to what is the Bohemian Grove. I'm sure most of Charlie Rose listeners don't know what, haven't even heard of the name of the place.
So, who was on Charlie Rose when this happened?
William F. Buckley. You know, firing line?
Oh, I know who he is, you know.
Yeah.
Neocon chieftain.
Yeah.
Guardian
of course,
liberalness.
He's a bonzer as well. And I just thought it was pretty interesting. That
what
he
was
just,
the date on that broadcast?
June 9th, which was last Wednesday's show.
Man, if that re-airs, folks, tape it and send me a copy.
I wish to God I had...
So he had a little joke about Bohemian Grove.
A little joke about Reagan was in, I believe it was something along the lines where he was making references to Reagan was, you know, at the end of his term and probably at the beginnings of his Alzheimer's. And he's standing with Buckley and walks up George Bush and he doesn't recognize George Bush and they have a little laugh about it.
Oh, that's real funny.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living foods. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley grass seed and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers. And if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
My family's breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudell here to tell you about the BioZone Air Purifier. The BioZone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, finding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The BioZone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and 2 big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our BioZone air purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your BioZone air purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your BioZone air purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, and we're going to go back to your calls, Gabe and Mary and Kelly and many others that are patiently holding, and I've got a bunch of other key news items that I'm going to get to as well concerning torture, the economy. In Iraq, they get their gas for 5 cents a gallon. We'll explain why that's the case. For a few minutes here, I wanted to spend some time with Jim Shepherd. Haven't had him on in a few weeks. And it's always good to talk to Jim. Jim's the owner of New Millennium Concepts, our biggest sponsor. Made in America, high-quality Berkey light systems. They also have the British Birkfeld, if you want that. And just an amazing price, made in America, employing Americans. I know it's Al-Qaeda-ish, but it's still supporting America, which I know is bad. According to the neocons, but Bush says exporting more jobs is good, and hamburger jobs are industrial. So, we believe that's a bad thing. Jim, good to have you on with us, my friend.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Alex.
You bet. Tell folks about the Berkey water filters, and then why they should get them.
Well, You know, we focus a lot on the power of the unit, and it simply is the most powerful water filtration device, personal device that you can have, bar none. There's, we've been told by the laboratories that we've set a whole new standard in water purification. But one thing that we rarely mention, Alex, is the simplicity of it. And I know that sounds kind of crazy, but when we first introduced these into the United States back in the 90s, we would get people calling us and telling us how much they love this system just because it's comprehensible. It's uncomplicated. And that was probably the biggest response that we got. People say, I just love my Berkey. It is just so simple. And
yeah, it takes about 2 minutes to put together.
It takes about 2 minutes to put together, and every, you know, 6 months, if the filters get clogged up, it takes about 5 minutes to clean off the filters, and it's very simple, very uncomplicated, very inexpensive, very economical. And but, you know, we still get calls from people today, and they say, gee, many Christmas, you know, I've had my Berkey for 5 years, and I just love this system. They just call us up to tell us how much they love the system. And that's because it is simple. You know, a lot of these systems, Alex, first of all, they're not as efficient, but they're extremely complicated. And, you know, they're under the counter, and sometimes you've got multi-filters to do a lesser job than what we accomplish. And those different filters have to be changed at different times, and people forget when they bought them. They don't know when they're supposed to replace things. And this just takes the headache out of water. It's just very simple, very automatic.
And the body is 70% water, and the list of poisons that are in the water is just legion. And you've got several different specials. Tell folks about them.
Okay, we've got the Berkey Light special. This is the Berkey Light without the lights. It's $199. And with that, folks, if you call up and you mention that Alex Jones sent you, then we will also include your choice of Prudent Places, which is a CD book that has 550 maps. It has this esoteric information that you simply can't find anywhere else. You know, where are the rickety bridges if you have to escape your city? You know, stuff like that. We also have Sheltering in Place, which was put together by a professional who's done work with the government and private industry in the nuclear and biological arena. But it basically tells you how to turn your house into a shelter if there is some sort of an attack in the United States.
Yeah, all the government did was wave some duct tape in front of us and later said, ooh, that can actually kill you. Don't do that. So it's a great video, VHS, DVD.
And, and while it was authored by a professional, it was done by a housewife. To make the point that anybody can do this. Very
okay,
simple.
If you get the Berkey Light with the lights, it's $259, comparable system, over $300 in stores, and, you know, usually made in India, not made in America, but with substandard parts. It comes with the LEDs that burn 14 years continuously, with rechargeable batteries. It's you get two free gifts, the Sheltering in Place, and as well the Prudent Places DVD or CD. So all of that, and if you get the $199 Berkey Light without the LED light system in the base, it's $199. You've got a bunch of other specials. Folks, give New Millennium Concepts a call right now. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get these specials. Ask about other specials. 1-888-803-4438. You know, there's the terrorist threat, but forget that, folks. You know, don't run out and buy this just because of that. Because they're saying, you know, impending attack. Get it because the water's already full of garbage, and once you've been drinking for a few weeks off this, you won't believe you were drinking the tap water once you try to drink it. So again, 1-888-803-4438, or go to BerkeyWater.com, and in the comment section, tell them Alex Jones sent you so you get the free gifts. So again, BerkeyWater.com or InfoWars.com or 888-803-4438. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Always a pleasure. Keep up the good work, Alex.
You bet, Jim. Thank you for having employing Americans and you know, moving this to America. He just took the Berkey water filters from England, which he also sells, and then massively improved on it with the Berkey Light. And it's just incredible. If you call and the phone's busy, leave your name and number. They'll call you right back. 888-803-4438. All right, let me hit a few news articles here, and then we'll go to these loaded phone lines here. Security forces were desperately hunting today for an American hostage facing death within hours at the hands of terrorists in Saudi Arabia. And in the past, we don't know if this is Al CIA, we don't know what this is. I mean, the globalists think nothing of human life. We've caught them doing stuff like this in the past. The outlook for defense contractor Paul Johnson was, quote, grim, according to U.S. Senator who held emergency talks with a Saudi official. The hostage takers gave their captive 72 hours to live from Wednesday unless al-Qaeda hostages were released and Westerners left the Arab Peninsula. Hostage rescue experts have been called in by the authorities in Saudi Arabia. Remember 2 weeks ago the machine gunning that was going on in the Khobar area of Saudi Arabia? Then it turned out the U.S. government ordered the terrorists release, ordered the Saudis to back off and let them flee, even after they had already left the hostages and could have been caught. There's been countless of these articles come out. Very suspicious. Two senators from Mr. Johnson's home state of New Jersey, Frank Lautenberg and John Corzine, held crisis talks with Abdel Ali Jubber, the former policy advisor to the Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah. And speaking after the meeting with Mr. Lautenberg, he said it's grim. He said the Saudi authorities said they were doing everything humanly possible to rescue Mr. Johnson. They have called in experts and hostage rescue teams from the United States to assist them, he told CNN. He indicated he was not optimistic there would be a successful ending to the hostage crisis. And again, you're saying, why would the government be involved in this? We don't know that in this case yet. But the Berg case, we know. I mean, their official story is a fraud, and all the evidence points towards the CIA with the Nick Berg case. But we look at motive. This gets everybody stirred up, gets the approval ratings up for the war. Oh, look at them. They're killing our people. But it's great whenever a cluster bomb falls in amongst a bunch of Iraqi children. That's a wonderful thing. You know, all of this is barbarous and evil. I mean, our government will drop cluster bombs on weddings, folks. You don't think they won't grab an innocent guy and have their Arab agents gut him? When you hear al-Qaeda, that is CIA. That's admitted fact. That's the number one thing we should say. There's so much here. There's a move in states to take your organs, whether you don't want them taken or not. They've already caught them here in Austin and many other areas around the country, taking your eyeballs or corneas when you die, even if you say you don't want your body parts taken. They've been caught taking people's skins and stealing other organs and sewing you back up. It's criminal. They go, oh, it's to save lives. Folks, they will kill you in some hospitals to get your organs. My dad told me that, and he's in the medical field, a world surgeon. He told me that when I was, you know, a teenager in the 80s. Don't sign the organ donor card. Then a few years later, I was sitting there on the couch with my grandfather and grandmother and watched 60 Minutes give examples of it. I mean, I didn't believe my dad when he told me that. He said, some hospitals, not a lot of them, but some, will kill you. You come in, can be saved, and they don't help you because they're going to get hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's simple. In fact, I got an article here about AIDS and hepatitis spreading up in New York because they do these colonoscopies and don't even clean them. I mean, I don't want to go into too much detail here, but it's pretty gross stuff, but it's like the government still shipping in blood, shipping out blood full of AIDS and hepatitis, and they know it. Bill Clinton, for 8 years, when he knew the blood from the prisons was filled with it, when it was illegal to ship it out of prisons, kept doing it, certifying it as wholesome. These people are evil. Either they're just idiots at these hospitals that don't care about people and are lazy, or it's because they're actively evil and just don't care. Man, I'm jumping around here, but there's just so much. September 11th panel wraps, that means criticizes, Pentagon air defense. And again, that's a total whitewash. They know everybody knows about NORAD standing down, so they put their spin on it. Plagued by miscommunication and confusion, the Pentagon's Air Defense Command missed an opportunity to possibly intercept at least one of the hijacked planes on September 11th, the federal panel reviewing the attack said Thursday. This is the same panel appointed by Bush. A report released by the commission at its final public hearing offered a chilling account of the day America suffered its worst terror attack. It details a series of missteps by aviation and military officials that squandered precious moments between the time air traffic controllers became aware of the first hijacking and the crash of United Airlines Flight 93 into a Pennsylvania field more than an hour later. Folks, they knew an hour and 20-plus minutes before the first plane hit, this has been admitted, that they were hijacked. But then the government grabbed the FAA control tower tapes, five separate ones, and destroyed them. That's admitted. oh, we just thought we needed to grab these and shred them. We won't tell you where we shredded them or where they are. Just don't ask us questions. A particularly haunting sexual report includes transcripts of three brief transmissions from the cockpit of American Airlines Flight 11. See, they just released snippets, but we shredded the rest, which took off from Boston and was the first plane to strike the World Trade Center. Muhammad Atta, the alleged ringleader of the 19 hijackers, see, alleged, folks, who piloted the plane, I thought he's alleged, it is heard instructing passengers, just stay quiet, we are returning to the airport. And so it goes on and on. Just so basically they take this and put out more of their fictions. People, a government that creates fake video of Bin Laden, of Fat Bin Laden saying, I'm going to get you, later admitted fake. You can't believe any audio they release, people. Same Pentagon, you know, that has Jerry Bruckheimer producing Saving Private Lynch live on the ground in Iraq. And there's a lot of other stuff here I need to get to, but there's an article here out of the Star Ledger. Group aims to hit U.S. even harder. Wounded al-Qaeda aims to hit U.S. even harder, and they have all these stage captures of low-grade morons at malls. You know, they have a Fed walk over and go, we ought to blow stuff up, and then claim the person mumbled, yeah, when the person doesn't even own a car and can't speak English and has, and then, oh, we foiled a big attack. And then months later, it'll be in the back of the paper that, oh, he was actually innocent. Same thing in England on a weekly basis. But it creates the atmosphere of, ooh, we're under attack, we're in danger. Since the 9/11 attacks, al-Qaeda has become decentralized to its base in Afghanistan, seen many of its leaders and financiers captured or killed, and had its funding base devastated. Still, according to a report issued yesterday by the 9/11 Commission, U.S. intelligence authorities expect the trend towards attacks intended to cause ever higher casualties will continue. And we see these articles, you know, 50 times a day, but then next, the Business Times says, oh, these wild conspiracy theorists said there's going to be a new terror attack and say the Fed is preparing for terror attacks, but this is all just, you know, propaganda. The Fed doesn't have news of another September 11th attack, does it? IT. It says it must say something about fear and greed that normally sane people take leave of their senses to construct financial market conspiracy theories. Some of the theories, embarrassing as it may seem, this is them setting it up to blame it on, you know, talk show hosts and people when the attacks, if they don't happen, when the government put the reports out. Some of these theories, embarrassing as it would seem, find their way into print. A recent conspiracy theory making the rounds concerns the surge of money supply, growth, and watch the web being spun, the implication that the Fed must know something. So they admit they're printing record money, but you're a conspiracy theorist to say it has something to do with terror. According to this line of thinking, the U.S. Federal Reserve is flooding the banking system with reserves in the same way that it did following the September 11th attacks, except this time it's anticipating the event. 2 weeks ago, Safe Haven posted an alarming analysis of its website warning of the unpredicted, unheard-of pre-catastrophe. Of M3 money supply expansion. Then it goes into all of that. It's just a lot of weird stuff. Let's take a few calls here. Quickly, folks, because I got a lot of you. Let's talk to who's up next here. Gabe in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. I'd like to just ask you a couple questions. I've been hearing a lot of
chatter. Do me a big favor first. Get off your speakerphone.
I want a cell phone.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're 15 feet away, but go ahead.
Okay, well, the first thing I want to know is I've been hearing a lot of chatter on shortwave about the naval deployment, and I went to Google and tried to search the net on some information. I really couldn't find it. I've just been hearing it on shortwave, and that's my
first about question. 3 weeks ago, the Associated Press reported a large naval maneuver, a bunch of aircraft carriers putting to sea, and it is confirmed. It's been in a bunch of newspapers. I don't think
well,
you're
supposedly
looking...
it's the largest naval deployment in the history of the U.S. And
yeah,
well,
yeah, 93% of the Eastern Fleet launched. Sir, I'm trying to answer your question. What keyword did you type in?
Naval deployment, U.S., North Korea. Because
I wouldn't do that. I would type in East Coast aircraft carrier deployment.
Okay, and one more question I have to ask. Whatever happened to the RFID chips in those $20 bills?
Well, they are still in some of the $20 bills. We've confirmed it. They're not in all of them, and it's a type of magnetic ink, which if you type in RFID laid down in ink, you'll have Hewlett-Packard and Hitachi announcements about 2 years ago where they admit they have this.
was it a certain U.S. Mint that was distributing that, or was it
the they don't let you into the finer workings of the U.S. Mint, and we don't know. We know that Euro notes also popped and caught on fire, but only some of them.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead now and take another call. We got time here. I'm hurrying. Mary in Missouri. Go ahead, Mary.
Yes, I'll try to be real quick.
Okay.
Two questions. Yesterday on the news here in Kansas City, there was a 68-year-old woman and a 74-year-old man, husband and wife, and they were coming home. The wife of the woman was coming home with her sister. Her sister's car was parked on the wrong side of the street, and when the police were entering, a disturbance called.
She honked her car at the car.
Yeah.
She got out, and the cop didn't like it and tasered her in front of witnesses.
And then the husband came downstairs, hearing his wife, you know, screaming. He jumped on the cop as a defense, seeing his wife, and they tasered him and took him off in his pajamas. The second question.
Well, as slaves, we've got to learn how to take abuse.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, being sarcastic, but in the 1830s, you know, the black person had to take the beating.
Your break, please. Could you see what happened to Fritz Springmeier?
I don't know. The guy just called in about it. I'm sure. I'll tell you what, just stay there.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Sorry if I sound irritated when I try to jam a bunch of calls in so I can get to all the news. We've got a guest coming up the next hour. I get a little bit frustrated. I misunderstood your question. After we went into break, I understood it. You're asking what happened to Fritz Springmeier, not about the caller earlier saying his wife's phone number's changed. Is that what you were trying to ask, Mary?
Yes, and I'd like to know this. I'm listening to you every day. Just check it out and also give a little bio on who he is, okay?
Okay, well, I can't do everything, ma'am, but we do carry one of his books, Bloodlines, the Illuminati.
Okay,
it was published here in Austin. And Fritz Springmeier was obviously framed for bank robbery. The guy never committed any crimes.
Right.
He was framed for bank robbery by an informant for the government because he's writing these books exposing who actually runs the New World Order. And he's in a federal prison, I think, serving a 7.5-year sentence in Oregon.
Oh, my. Okay.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for the call. Great question. You know, on the issue of these naval deployments, the caller calls in and says, well, I've searched Google and can't find it. It's all over the Internet. You know, mainstream news articles, alternative news articles. And I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make you drink. And, you know, we post the stuff on the site, then a new front page gets posted every day. It's like a newspaper. Just go back in the archives a couple weeks ago and just look around. I mean, all the time when I want to pull another article up, that's what I do. But I can't always do it live here on air. You know, what's this guy's phone number? What's that? You know, what's this? I'm like, I don't have that good of a memory. Let's talk to, tell you what, I'm going to do 5 minutes into the next hour, and then we got the guests coming on, getting into chemical and biological weapons and these plants they're building around the country. It's so important. We're going to go back over it. Covered it last week. We'll come back in the next little five-minute segment and talk to Kelly and others, the first segment of the next hour. But before I do that, I mean, if you want to have a hard copy of these news articles, these documents, the things we talk about, they're all on the website. And every week I do multiple television shows, and some weeks we put both live TV shows, the tapes of them on the web. Some weeks it's just one. I put all my films on the Internet. Sign up at prisonplanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up with a monthly subscription, and this just helps us pay for our bandwidth, the four servers we've got, the tens of millions of visitors that my four websites get. So be sure and visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get all the documents, or sign up for the audio interviews, the video interviews, the presentations I do each week at PrisonPlanet.tv. And, you know, the information comes first and foremost. Secondarily, your support makes what we do possible, and I want to thank those that have signed up, and I want to thank those that have gotten the films and have made copies of the films. And if you've got my videos, please keep making copies. It's having an effect. Air the films again on Access TV. Get my newest films, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil. Get my two 9/11 films, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror. Get the book I wrote on 9/11, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. Get Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. Remember Bush slipped up early this year and said, we're bringing a chaos so we can then bring order, you know, order out of chaos. That's their maxim. That's their standard. That's what they do. Go to the websites, peruse the shopping carts, watch the free video clips. I mean, I got 20, 30-minute you know, clips of the films. The films are all over 2 hours long. When you order three or more of any of the 10 films I've made, they drop down to $20 a piece, and you're authorized to make copies of my films. You're not authorized to make copies of all the other great films I carry by other authors and researchers, because I can't authorize you to do that. I get requests all the time. Can I copy this tape? No, it's not mine. Ask them. But my 10 videos, you can. So, again, call toll-free, folks. Your support is also needed. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You cannot imagine the effect it has when you get the videos, make a couple copies of them apiece, give them to talk show hosts, county commissioner, city council, the sheriff, your pastor, your rabbi. You know, it's now time to do this. We have the power. We're the people. If we move against evil, with God's help, it can't stand. All right, third hour, more calls, a great guest coming up. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels.
the trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a two-pack for only $91 or a four-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.